today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. I invite you to be with this program. We're going to speak about dignity in Islam.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Wednesday, is the 6th of Sha'ban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll look at the verse 139 of chapter النساء.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا.
Those who take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, do they seek with them honor through power? But indeed, honor belongs to Allah entirely.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse warns all the Muslims not to seek for the disbelievers' glory in all aspects of life, irrespective of economical glory, cultural glory, political glory, and like of them in making friends with the enemies of Islam. Whenever their interest requires, they immediately have out their own most intimate allies and refer to their own affairs so that as if they have never been acquainted with each other. The present era is a clear witness to this fact. Dignity in Islam. Allah is the source and origin of dignity. Absolute dignity belongs to Him, and any other dignity that exists comes from Him, His absolute dignity from whom every other form of dignity originates. In His act of creation, He has given us all dignity. The fact that we are created by Allah dignifies us, and this holds true for all creatures of God. When a celebrated artist paints a picture, the fact that the painting is produced by the specific artist gives significance to it. However, it is important to note that if the painter has hundreds of paintings, some might be considered as more outstanding. Nevertheless, even the least regarded one is given attention and respect, and all the artist's paintings would be on display in an exhibition, although some works would be regarded as masterpieces. Hence, everything created by Allah has dignity, down to the smallest insect, and plant. But then among the creatures of Allah, some have more dignity, and this includes human dignity. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with self-esteem in Islam. Experts in moral education indicate that this moral virtue is the propelling force for other moral virtues, and it's self-esteem that pushes anybody ahead in accomplishing and gaining more moral virtues. Those great people who have been successful in their lives, they experienced a kind of high self-esteem. Of course, not all people are alike. However, those people who have enjoyed this high position and this high character and sublime jewel in their own character and career, they've been resolute and determined enough to accomplish very noble tasks. Those people who have set for themselves very noble and groundbreaking aims and have accomplished in doing so, they've been really very successful in teaching themselves that they have this element of self-esteem, and they shouldn't live in such a way that, I mean, two consecutive days in their lives are just alike. According to a piece of hadith related from the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, man sawa yawmahu fahuwa maghbun. Whoever whose two consecutive days are the same, they would be losers. What does it mean? It means that every day should be better than the previous day. And in this way, we have to improve according to this rule. When this wisdom, this discourse of wisdom is translated in terms of, for example, technology, we find that we are expected to come up with better technology day by day. When it's translated in terms of knowledge, it proves that everybody is expected to provide oneself with better education day by day. Or, for example, in terms of, for example, moral development, everybody is expected, to excel.
IRI, the English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Imam Hussein and Dignity. This is the title of this part from IRIB English Radio and today's special. Imam Hussein rejects submitting to tyranny and enjoys no dignity granted by Allah to mankind. He chose the path of martyrdom in order to defend such dignity and reforming the state of nation. He said, I have not raised for the sake of evil, fun, corruption, nor oppression. I have raised for the reformation of my grandfather's nation. I seek enjoining good and forbidding evil. In another place, Imam Hussein said, Nay, I swear by Allah, I do not submit to you meekly and never escape like slaves. Imam Hussein preferred to die with honor than to live in humiliation with disrespect, because man loses his value when dignity is absent.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Oh. قلبي شكرنا ودربي شكرنا شكرا يا ربي
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا ربي
شكرا يا
Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the tips of dignity and respect. One of the tips is trying to understand others' perspectives. Yes, talking from your own perspective might be okay, but understanding others is important as well. So do not consider your viewpoint to be absolutely right because there might be something which the other one might have to say. Another tip is be available to listen to people. While talking to people is necessary, listening to them is necessary as well. Stop and pay attention to people and wait to listen to what they have to say. Often all someone needs is a good listener to relieve their grief.
And hence we have a hadith narration that says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allows a believer to give away his dignity. You can give anything in your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes believers go through very difficult tests, very difficult hardships. People attack you. You have to be patient in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is difficult, but don't allow yourself to be humiliated, to lose your honor and dignity. Never submit to oppression, to injustice, to corruption. Because the minute you submit to injustice, to corruption, you've lost your dignity. Some people misunderstand what dignity is. They think if you want to have dignity, that means no one can say anything about you. People have to come kiss your hand and respect you. No, that's one type of dignity, but that's not the real dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. The real dignity is to stand firm and not submit to injustice and to corruption. When you look at the life of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, do you know any family in history who was persecuted and harassed and fought and killed more than the Ahlul Bayt? Every calamity befell them. They were attacked. They were persecuted. They even were subject to character assassination. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, for 70 years, Bani Umayyah would curse him in Friday prayer on the pulpit on the day of Ashura. Just see what happened to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But I ask you, did those enemies succeed in taking away the dignity of Ahlul Bayt? In taking away their honor? In taking away their karama? Not at all. Look at 14 centuries later. See in the world today, millions of Muslims, probably over a billion Muslims today, in their salah, they have to say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about dignity in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. But till then, we'll leave you in Allah, the Almighty's protection.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي